the Shabbos that we live with Abraham Avinu. In fact, as we, the Tzaddikim tell us, Bereishis and Noach are sort of depressing parashios, as we saw in the last 2 weeks. Bereishis starts off happy and then it gets very sad. Noach begins sad. Most of it is about the Mavul, and at the end it gets happy, you have the birth of Avraham Avinu. But Lech Lecha is entirely, we live with Avraham Avinu. It's a joyous parasha from beginning to end. It's the parasha of the first Jew, and it's also the parasha in which the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu begin. The Mishnah in Avos, Asarim Nisyoinais, Nisnasa Avraham Avinu, V'amad B'chulam, is here. Here's where it starts. It starts with Lech Lecha, which is the first test. Many may ask, what kind of test is this? If Hashem tells him to go out of his hometown because he's going to become famous, wealthy, and have children, so who wouldn't go? Especially, he's 75 years old. It's probably time for him to leave his family already. One might say a 75-year-old married couple, it's time for them to move out of their parents' home. What's the great challenge over here? But the truth is, Hashem said, Lech Lecha, which is Rashi says, Lahana Oscha, go and it'll be to your benefit. That was the test. Is Avram doing it because it's to his benefit, or is Avram doing it because Hashem said so? And the Pasuk says, Vayelech Avram, not because of that, because it's beneficial to him, but Kasha Dibra Elav Hashem. He went because Hashem said so. How do we know that? Because right after he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's tested again, Vayehi Ro'av Bo'aretz, and he has to go down to Mitzrayim because of the hunger, and he doesn't complain. If he did it for his own benefit, he would have been ultimately very, very frustrated here. He definitely wouldn't have gone to Mitzrayim without a reluctancy here. So obviously the fact that he went down to Mitzrayim and accepts it and doesn't ask any questions and does whatever Hashem says means that when he left his hometown to begin with, it wasn't for the benefit. It was because Hashem said so. And that's why he passed the test. That's why this is a very great test, a very difficult test too, to see why is he going to do it. He didn't do it because of the benefit. He did it because Hashem said so. The benefit will come. That's why we see he doesn't ask all these years why he didn't have children. It's already many years later first when he has a child or becomes wealthy and famous. This parasha we always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Okay, as mentioned always, that every parasha is connected to the time that it is read. And the truth is, when we look at this parasha, it doesn't seem, at least on the outside, to be connected to the month of Mar Cheshvan at all. Mar Cheshvan is called Yerach Bul, which means it's the month of rotting and decay. This is the month in which spoilage takes place. The world, the world around us looks like it's being destroyed. All the leaves are falling off the tree, and that's why it's called Yerach Bul, because of the rain season, bul and trenches, mounds of trenches. The world looks like it's going through a destructive state. This is not what you would call a month in which we see the beauty and the scenery. On the contrary, we see it's the fall season. That's Mar Cheshvan. Yet, in this parasha, we read about the bris. The bris that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu, the bris ha'oretz, the bris bein ha'besarim, and bris milah. In fact, there's no parasha that has the word bris in it as many times as this week's parasha. Bris is the opposite of bull, of rikavon, of spoilage, because bris is an eternal covenant. Something that lasts. You make a bris for something that lasts. A chasana is called bris nisuin. The couple hope that their marriage will last. It's going to be a bris. We see in last week's parasha that Noach, when he went on the teva, the pasuk says v'hakimoisi as berisi itach. So Rashi says, what's the bris? Noach was not a yid. Noach was not Jewish. Noach did not have bris milah. So what bris? And that's where bris is mentioned for the first time. What bris is Hashem making with Noach? So Rashi says that he needed a bris on the peiros shelo yirkevu v'loya apshu, that the fruit on the table shouldn't rot or spoil, that they should last. Bris means something that lasts. The fruit should not spoil. Bris and spoilage are opposites. Bris doesn't go together with something which spoils. You can't make a bris with it. Bris is something which has to last. We see by the keshes also in last week's parasha, Hashem makes a bris with Noach concerning the rainbow, that the world will last. Oid kol yemei ha'aretz. The world will not be destroyed. That's what bris is. Bris is something which is eternal. In our parasha, Hashem makes a bris with Avraham Avinu, which is a much greater bris than that which was made with Noach. With Noach, it was that during the 12 months that he was on the teva, the fruit won't spoil and rot. The keshes, that the world will last 6,000 years. The bris that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu goes far more than that. It's the bris with Hashem, which is Nitzchias. It's eternal, because this is what connects us to Olam Haba, which Olam Haba is the Olam HaNitzchi, where there is no death, and there is no spoilage, and there is no aging. Olam Haba, which is the world of Shmini, the world of Eight, the future world, the world in which Chayim Nitzchiim, everlasting life, takes place. That's Yemais HaMashiach and Olam Haba, and that's the Olam HaShmini. Now, here we see a very interesting thing. Ma'acheshvan is referred to as the Yerach Bul. It is the month of rotting, the month of spoilage, because that's what this world is. This is a world in which everything in this world spoils and rots. Nothing lasts. Nothing physical in this world. Everything in this world decomposes eventually. Yet, this month is called, in Navi also, the Chodesh HaShemini, the eighth month. Well, you may argue, well, obviously it's the eighth month, because from Nisan, Ma'ar Cheshvan is month number eight. But the fact that it's month number eight is not b'chdi, it's not a coincidence. And Shemini, the number eight, is the number that is associated with the future. The world of the future is the world of eight. The Gemara tells us in Erechin, this is a Gemara, the Gemara says in Erechin that Mashiach is going to play a harp of eight strings. This world, there's only seven music notes. There's no such thing as an eighth note of music. Anyone who plays a piano or any musical instrument knows that there are seven notes of music. The eighth is the next octave. There is no eighth note of music. That's what's very interesting, that all the songs that we have in this world, the thousands and thousands, are all just combinations of seven notes of music. Mashiach will introduce note number eight. As the Maral explains, Ba'arichas about this, that's why Chanukah is 8 days, because Chanukah is a Ha'ora of the Yemais HaMashiach. That's the world of eight. The world of eight is the world of the supernatural, the world of eternity, the world of Nitzchius. How could it be then that Ma'ar Cheshvan, which is Bul, the Navi calls it Yerach Bul, the month of spoilage, which would be related to this world, because this world is subjected to spoilage, Olam Hazeh, is a world in which nothing lasts, yet it's called Chodesh HaShemini, the eighth month, which the eighth month is the number eight, means that eight is the future, eight is the number that is associated with that which does not spoil, which that which does not rot, which that which lasts forever. And the same question can be asked in this week's parasha, where the pasuk says, by bris milah, behoisa berisi bivsarchem. The bris of milah is in the basar. Basar is flesh. Flesh does not last. Flesh decomposes. Flesh rots. Bris is something which lasts forever. What Hashem did here, and with the whole chiddush of Matan Torah in general, and the first mitzvah that the first Jew ever received, which incidentally was mitzvah number 8, because Adam HaRishon was given 6 mitzvahs, Noach was given mitzvah number 7. Bris Milah is mitzvah number 8, and the mitzvah is to do it on the 8th day, Ben Shmoinas Yomim. Bris Milah is taking flesh, which does not last, performing a bris in the flesh, connecting the flesh, that which spoils, with the eternal, which lasts forever. And that's what every mitzvah does. Mitzvah, as the Svarim tell us, is from the word tzafsa. Tzafsa means connection in Aramaic. A mitzvah connects us to Hashem, who is eternal. And that's why we last forever. We are connected to Hashem. Hashem is Nitzchi. Am Yisrael is Nitzchi. Through the Torah, through the mitzvahs of Hashem, that bring Nitzchias into this world. This is a world of spoilage, Olam Hazeh. This is the world of 7 days of the week, 7 weeks of a Sfira cycle, 7 Shemitah cycles, till you have a Yovel. The Goyim have 7 mitzvahs, there are 70 nations. We are connected to a higher number. We are connected to the number 8. The first Yid, the first Jew, who performs the first mitzvah in this week's parasha, is told that he should go out of his own mazel. The pasuk, Hashem took Avraham Avinu outside, and he told him to look down at the stars. Says Rashi over here, literally it means, say meitztagninus, says Rashi according to the Medrash, say meitztagninus shelacha. Avram cannot have children. Avram, according to the zodiac, according to his horoscope, according to Olam Hazeh, he cannot have children. Avraham will have. He's a new creation. A Yid has the power to overstep his mazel, to overrule his mazel. Doesn't matter what your mazel is. Ain mazel Yisrael. A Jew can go higher than that. That's the number 8. In the world of 8, there's no mazel. In the world of 8, mazel doesn't play a role. Avraham is the first human being to overstep his mazel and to reach the number 8 through Bris Milah, which eventually all of us reach that through Kiyum of all mitzvahs, and Matan Torah that we received on Har Sinai. Shnei Alafim Torah, which the Gemara says start with Avraham Avinu, begins in this week's parasha. This week's parasha starts the Shnei Alafim Torah, which began in the year 2000 when Avraham was 52, based on the pasuk in this week's parasha, Yes HaNefesh Asher Osu Bechoron. These are the people that Avraham and Sarah influenced and taught them about monotheism, belief in one God, which this is the beginning of the Shnei Alafim Torah. Although the Torah is not given for another 448 years, here's where it starts. It starts with Avinu Harisha and Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu is Zoicha to leave Ur Kasdan and to encounter Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, which Sholem is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Netzach. The Gemara says, L'cho Hashem HaGedulah V'HaGevurah V'HaTeferes V'HaNetzach, Netzach Zu Yerushalayim. Only those who are connected to Nitzchias have a right to Yerushalayim. Yishmael has no right to Yerushalayim. The Arabs have no right to Yerushalayim because Yishmael's circumcision was just that. It was circumcision. It was an operation. It was not a bris. If you look closely at the psukim at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, you will see clearly that the bris that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu was not with Yishmael at all. Even though he had a milah that he had, Nimoil, he was Nimoil, but he is not what we call a Nimoil. He's not a Gamalata. He's not part of the bris that Hashem made with Avraham Avinu. This we see clearly, because we see clearly over here when Avraham Avinu said Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, and Avraham never should have said that. The Zohar says we suffer from Yishmael till today because Avraham begged that Yishmael should live. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Halavai that Yishmael is a Yorei Shemayim. And I was, well, I need Yitzchak for I have Yishmael. That's what Avraham was saying. He was so humble that he said, "You give me another child. I have a child already. Let him be great." So Hashem says to Avraham, you're going to have a son, the Hakimaisi Esperisi Itoi, with him, Livris Olam, that's Yitzchak. Uli Yishmael Shematicha, I heard what you said about Yishmael. You want him to be good? Oh, okay, Hine Beirachti Oisai, Vihifresi Oisai, Vihirbesi Oisai, Bema'oid Ma'oid. Look at the Muslim world today. Shneim Osar Nesiyim Yoylid, 12, Unisativ Lagoy Godel, that's right. And we suffer till today from this. But no bris. The next puzzle. He has Berisi or Kim as Yitzchak. That's only with Yitzchak. So whatever Yishmael has, it's not going to last. It's not eternal. Whatever Mila he had, whether it was considered a mitzvah or not, the Rambam writes for favorish based on the Chazal, that Zara Yishol Yishmael do not have Bris Mila. It's only the only reason that Arabs have, or they used to have, is because they mixed with the Bnei Keturah. And according to one day in the Gemara, the Bnei Keturah are Mechuyiv and Bris Mila. Zara Yishol, huh?
Have it now also.
Yeah, but not because of bris.
Right.
Zara Yishol Yishmael does not have Mila. Well, Yishmael himself, even though he did receive the Mila of Avraham, together with Avraham, some say it was only Al Tzilidei Beisai and Miknas Kaspa. It wasn't really because he was his son. Yeah, some do today too. Yeah. Well, a lot of people do it today, but that's just, it's just a circumcision. It's not a bris. The bris is with Yitzchak. The bris is with Klal Yisrael, who come from Yitzchak. And Yitzchak means only big Yitzchak, v'loy kol Yitzchak, which is Yaakov and not Esav. That's why Yerushalayim, which is the city of Netzach, Yerushalayim is only for Yitzchak. Yerushalayim is only for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk says over here, v'hoya berisi beini uveinechem. V'hoya la'ois beris, I'm sorry. V'hoya la'ois beris beini uveinechem is v'gematria Yerushalayim ir ha-kodesh. Yerushalayim ir ha-kodesh is only for those who have the ois beris. Only for us who are connected to Shmini. And the word Shmini, if you take the word Shmini and spell it b'milua, your shin is shin yud nun, mem is mem mem, yud is yud vav dalid, nun is nun vav nun, yud vav dalid. That's the milui of the word Shmini is equal to the word Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is only to those who are connected to Shmini, which is Klal Yisrael, who receive bris mila as a bris nitzchi, brisi b'vsarchem. The avodah of a yid is to take basar, flesh, which rots, and connect it to the olam hanitzchi, connect it to Hashem, which brings us to olam haba, which is the olam hashmini. And that's the concept of Maher Cheshvan, being the yerach bull. It is the month of bull, the month of that rots and decays, and it represents this world, which is a world of decay. And the job of a Jew in this world is to connect the gashmius with the ruchnius, and to elevate the chulin into kodesh, to elevate that which rots and connect it to that which is eternal. Like, for example, a person takes the skin of an animal, which the skin of an animal will decompose and rot eventually, and out of that skin we make a Sefer Torah, we make a mezuzah, a tefillin, a mitzvah, a davar shebekedusha, which through that mitzvah there's nitzchias, the human body, even the Jewish human body. Eventually it rots. You offer atavil, offer tashuv, tzadikim, the bodies don't rot, but a regular person's body rots. It's supposed to. And it's better for the neshama that way. But the body comes back, and the body will be a nitzchi, according to the Ramban, who says that Tchias HaMeisim means that there will be a guf, in Olam Haba, the guf will not have to eat and drink, but there will be a body. And the body will be a nitzchi, it'll last forever, just like Adam HaRishon was supposed to live forever before Chet Eitz Hadas, with a human body. Because the Jew does mitzvahs, puts on tefillin on his hand will last forever. He puts it on his head will last forever. All the mitzvahs that we do with our body, with a physical body, and dafka with a physical body, is to elevate the physical body and connect the physical body with that which is eternal. That's the whole purpose. The month is called Bul, but it is Shmini, because the purpose is, and this is the month in which the Nisyonis begin, this is the month in which we are tested. This is the month of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha means go to yourself. What does it mean, go to yourself? How do you go to yourself? You walk in the mirror? What do? Go to you? How do you go to yourself? Lech Lecha means go and find yourself. Hashem is telling Avram, go and become who you are. Reach your potential. You cannot reach your potential where you are now. You have to do what I tell you. In Chodesh Tishrei, for example, a Jew does not reach his full potential because everyone is doing what they're supposed to. There's so many Yomim Tovim, and we're doing so many mitzvahs. Ma'cheshvan, this is the month, Yerach Bul, there's no Yom Tov anymore. It's after Zion Cheshvan already. We say the same Talmud in Eretz Yisrael. The rain season begins in Eretz Yisrael. It's a regular weekday. We say Tachanun again. Everything is back to normal. Normal, no Yom Tov, nothing special. Mundane, plain, a plain month. Mar is Merirus. Bitter, a bitter month. There's no Yom Tov. The job of a Jew, though, is to bring Mesikus into the Merirus, to take the sweetness of Tishrei and bring it into the Merirus of Ma'a Cheshva. Avram Avinu, we see in this parasha, fights the First World War. World War I begins in Parashas Lech Lecha, not in 1914, but World War I is over here, between the four kings and the five kings. And the first king that Avram Avinu is attacking here, because as we know, Avram Avinu was running after them because they captured Lot, and Lot has to be saved because out of Lot comes Malchus Beis David. V'hu Yoshev Bisdoim. Yoshev Bisdoim is Begematria Mashiach ben David. And the word Bisdoim stands for Soid Malchus Beis David. The Soid of Malchus Beis David is right here in Sidoim. As the Gemara says, V'heichan Matzosi, Matzosi David Avdi, where? In Sidoim, in the garbage. The kings sometimes used to hide their diamonds in the garbage because no one will look over there. Where does the Eibush to hide the Nitzitz, the spark of Mashiach? In the most unlikely place. Who would expect that the Nitzitz of Malchus Beis David of Melech HaMashiach is in Sidoim of all places? And through Lot, and the Benois Lot, which we'll see in next week's parasha, Malchus Beis David is formulated. And the interesting thing is that in the Navi we read that the Chalukah, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, took place in Chodesh Ma'a Cheshva. This is the month that it happened. This is the month when Yeravim ben Nevat rebelled against Rechava. And this is the month when the Malchus split. 10 Shvatim followed Yeravam, and the other two followed Rechavam. And that's what we suffer from until today, because that caused eventually the Churban Bayis Rishon, and the Sinas Chinam caused the Churban Bayis Sheni. And that's why till today, we're begging for the restoration of Malchus Beis David every single day, in davening, and benching, and alamichya, every day, over and over again, Malchus Beis David Mashiachecha. This is the month that it was defiled. This is the month that Malchus Beis David was Nifgam, Nechlok Malchus Beis David, it was split. That means that in this month we have to reform, we have to restore Malchus Beis David. The fact that the Yerida happened in this month means this is the month that we have to restore it. And in fact, in these parashiyos, we see how Malchus Beis David is formulated. Chodesh Ma'a Cheshvan is Begematria Malchus Beis David, because this is the Chodesh in which we're supposed to restore Malchus Beis David. And we see it here clearly with the war that Avraham Avinu has with the four kings, and that the Ramban says that Avraham Avinu fighting the four kings is symbolic of Bnei Yisrael conquering the four empires, prevailing against the four Goliaths, the four exiles, Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Edom. Amraphel Melech Shinar, who is the first here, Shinar is Bavel, as we read in last week's parasha. Amraphel is Nimrod. Why was he called Amraphel? Because Omar, pull. He said, fall. He said, not throw him into the Kibshan Ha'esh. That's Nimrod who threw Avram into the Kibshan Ha'esh. And as we spoke about last week, Ma'a Cheshvan is the month of Shinar. Tishrei is Yerushalayim. Ma'a Cheshvan is the month of Shinar. In this month we fall, but our job is to be Mizgaber, not to let the bull, the spoilage of the month of Ma'a Cheshvan, to bring us down. On the contrary, to overcome it and to reach even higher levels than before. And it's hinted in the Ur Kasdim story, because what's Ur Kasdim? Ur Kasdim is not just the fire of the Chaldeans, the fire that Avraham Avinu was thrown into. It represents the temptations, the taivas, the desires of this world. Ur Kasdim is the fire, the enjoyment of this world, the temptations to chet, which the Yetzer Hara makes us fall into Ur Kasdim. Omar Pul, Amra, the Yetzer Hara says, fall into Ur Kasdim. And Avram doesn't let that happen. So Avram is taken out. Ani Hashem Asher Hitzei Sichamei Ur Kasdim. The Eibusha took Avram out of Ur Kasdim. And who is he? Nimrod. What does Nimrod mean? Nimrod is from the word Merida, which means rebellion. Rebelling against Hashem, because the two go together. One who rebels against Hashem falls into Ur Kasdim. A person doesn't believe in a God, a person doesn't believe in a higher authority, so what's his attitude? You do whatever you want. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow, etc. Obviously, a person who believes that there's a God in the world, and we know that there is one, because obviously it's impossible that it happened by itself, and the more we understand that, the easier it is to restrain ourselves from the Ur Kasdim of our time, from the temptations, because it goes together. Loisasuru Acharei Levavchem V'Acharei Einechem. Acharei Levavchem is Minus, Apikorsis, heresy, and Acharei Einechem is Nus, is Taivas Olam Hazeh. Because Minus is going to lead to Taivas Olam Hazeh. If you don't believe in anything, you do whatever you want and enjoy the world. Or those who want to enjoy the world, so the excuse is, well, what, you believe? Well, there's nothing anyway, I may as well have a good time. Minus is what leads to Znus. Well, just the opposite. Znus is what leads to Minus. Kfira leads to the temptations of this world. Amraphel and Nimrod are one thing. Nimrod is Merida against Hashem. There's no Hashem. Well, we don't have to do what he says. We're not interested in having a higher authority upon us. We don't want to be subservient to a higher authority. That leads to Amraphel. Amar Pul, Toich Kiv Shana'esh. Avram fought against that. And he was the only one. Echad Hoya Avram. Avram Avinu rebelled against that ideal. Avram Avinu destroyed the idols in his home. And Avram Avinu releases himself from the Ur Kasdim of his time. He prevails. He's victorious over Amraphel Melech Shinar. The reward is that Avraham encounters Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the opposite of Shinar. Yerushalayim is the ear of Nitzchius. Yerushalayim is the city of eternity. Yerushalayim is the city in which Malchus Beis David exists, which Malchus Beis David is seated in Yerushalayim. That's where the Beis HaMikdash is. That's where Malchus Shamayim is felt by all. When one enters Yerushalayim, there's the feeling of Yira, of Shleimus HaYira, which is of course the opposite of Amraphel, of Nimrod, of a world of Kfir and Znus and Apikursus and heresy. That's why right after the story, after Avram Avinu wins the war, the Pasuk says, Umalchi tzedek melech sholem, hoitzi lechem v'yoyin. What's sholem? Sholem is Yerushalayim. Salem in English. That's the second part of Jerusalem. Sholayim, sholem, that's sholem. In next week's parasha we have Yira. Vayikra Avram shem ha-mokamu ha-shem Yira. So together, lech lecha and vayera, you have sholem Yira, you have Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is formulated in these two parashas. Just as Malchus Beis David is here in the story of Lot. The whole world war here, the whole event that takes place in this parasha is all to get Lot out of Sodom and to save him and to take him out of captivity so that he, from Lot comes Moav, Rus, David, Mashiach. That's what this is all about. The same thing in our lifetime, all the wars, everything that's going on, whatever's happening now, it's all to bring to Mashiach. That's what the whole thing is all about. With every detail. That's why the Torah goes through all these details over here, which seem totally unimportant. Ve'es ha'choyri b'haram seir ad el poron. Azuzim, Baham, Ha'emim, who cares about it? By Yeshuva, Yavayel, Ein Mishpat, by Yaakov, all these details, why are they important? Because it's so that in the year 2006, in Tovshin Samach Zayim, if a Jew does listen to the radio and opens up whatever, and you hear what's going on in Afghanistan, or in Pakistan, or in this part of the world, in North Korea, or any part, anything that's happening, that some of it seems total nonsense, it's all in order to bring to Emek Shoveh, who Emek HaMelech, which all of this, so every detail of this parasha leads to all the goyim proclaiming that Avraham Avinu is their king. As Rashi says over here, they gathered together and they proclaimed Avraham as the Melech. Which this is where Malchus Beis David is rooted. Melech, meaning Melech HaMashiach. And where does Avraham encounters Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, which is Yerushalayim. And what does Melech Sholem do? Hoitzi lechem v'yoyin. He takes out bread and wine. What's the bread and the wine, says Rashi? To be merames to Avraham. Where in the Beis HaMikdash? The lechem is the flour offerings, the menachos, the yayin is the nesachim. What's the Beis HaMikdash doing over here? What Beis HaMikdash? What Yerushalayim? This is way, way before anything. Maisa of a simon lebanon. Whatever Avram did, whatever he went through, is what we're eventually going to go through. And if we conquer Shinar, if we conquer Amraphel, and we don't allow the temptations of Ur Kasdim to overpower us, and just on the contrary, we rebel against it, and we defeat the Nimrod and the Amraphel and the Shinar of our time. We encounter Melech, we encounter Yerushalayim, we encounter Sholem, we are zeichet to Emek HaMelech and to Hoitzi Lechem Vayoyim, which is the Beis HaMikdash in which the Menachos and the Nesachim will be sacrificed. Therefore, this entire parasha is very much connected to the month of Marchesh, when the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place, where the Bnei Yisrael, those who joined Yeravam, cried out, Re'ei Beis HaDavid. They rebelled against Yerushalayim, because Yeravam's capital was not in Yerushalayim, it was in the Shomron. They said, we don't need a Beis HaMikdash. They were content with Yeravam's idols in the north and the south. The rebellion was Malchus Beis David, Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash together. The month of Marcheshvan is the month in which we have to beg Hashem for the restoration of the Malchus Beis David. That's how we rectify the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, is by asking for it, by begging for it, as the Medrash says, that we're only going to get it when we're mevakesh for it. Ubikshu es Hashem v'yeis David Malkum, as we say in Kiddush Levana. Marcheshvan is the Mazal Akrev. The word Akrev, the Akrev is the scorpion. From all the Mazalos, the Akrev, and certainly the Mazal of Marcheshvan, is the most difficult mazel, because what it is a chaya tameya, number one, and it's also poisonous, and it's a negative creature, and Yerushalayim is the place where the Mishnah says, lo hizik nochosh ve'akrav b'Yerushalayim. Akrav and Yerushalayim don't go together. The akrav is the antithesis to in Yerushalayim there's no akrav, because akrav brings kriris, it cools a Jew off from avodas Hashem, as we know that the poison of the akrav freezes the nervous system, as opposed to the poison of a snake, which is hot. That's why Akrav, the middle of Akrav, is Kufresh Kar, it's cold. The month of Marcheshvan is the month in which the Yetzer tries to influence us that we should cool off from that excitement of Chodesh Tishrei, Asher Korcha Baderech. The Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, is the place in which a Jew became very heated and excited in his Avodas Hashem. That's why Lohizik Nochosh Ve'Akrav Yerushalayim. So Marcheshvan is Mazel Akrav, which is the mazel that would definitely be more associated with Shinar, with Bavel, with the Bilbo of this world. If you look at all the other mazalos, Tishrei, for example, is Maiznayim. That's not a negative mazel. Kislev is Keshes, the bow and arrow, Orion, Sagittarius. Kislev, Teves is Gedi, Shvat is Dali, Adar is Mazel Dogim, Nisan is Tleh, Iyar is the Shor, Sivan is Ta'imim. These are all positive. Nothing negative here at all. Kosher animals. The only negative non-kosher animal, poisonous, of all the mazalos is Marcheshvan. Marcheshvan represents this world, Olam Hazeh, the world of bull, where the Akrev rules. And the job, the Akrev is the letters Rokov Ayin. Rokov Reish Kuf Beis. Rokov means spoilage, recovering. Ayin is 70, the world of 70 nations in which there's spoilage. Nothing lasts. But the job of a Jew is to bring in this world the Shechina, and eventually the restoration of Malchus Beis David and the Binyan and the Chanukah of the Bayis HaShlishi, as the Bnei Yisoscha writes. The Bnei Yisoscha brings this down from the Medrash, the Yalkut and Melachim, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be dedicated, the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to be in the Yerach Bul in this month. That's why he says Akrev is the letters Ikor Bayis. The Beis is Bayis. The main house, the third Beis HaMikdash, which is the Bayis Nitzchi, because it's going to last forever and it's never going to be destroyed, unlike the first and the second, will Bedafka be dedicated in Yerach Bul of all months, the month of Bul, of spoilage. That's where the Ikar Bayis, where the third Beis HaMikdash, is going to be, just like V'hoysa Brisi B'vsarchem, Bosar, which is something flesh, which spoils, which rots, which decomposes. That's where Hashem made the Bris with Avraham. It's something which doesn't last. That's where the Bris takes place. Bringing Nitzchias into Olam Hazeh, the world of Bul, the world of recovering, which is what the Akrav represents. And that's why this is the month in which we're going to be Zoichet and Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, through our Avodah of being Mahapech, the Bul to Shmini, bringing Nitzchias into this world, Olam Haba, into Olam Hazeh. We're going to be Zoichet to the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the restoration of Malchus Beis Dava, which is Begematria Chodesh Marcheshvan, and Akrev is Begematria Ben Yishai. The words that they said when they rebelled against Rechavam was, Ein Lanu Chelek Beben Yishai. They didn't even call him David. Son of Yishai, in a derogatory manner. Ben Yishai, that's Akrev. That's why in this month the Akrev rules, because of the rebellion against David, in which they called him the Ben Yishai. Which is interesting. If you look at the Psukim, the Melachim, you'll see that Rechavam uses the word akrev. He says that not only am I going to cause you b'shoitim, but also b'akrabim. That he's going to tax them even more than before. That's what caused eventually the merida against Malchus based David in the Chodesh Ma'achesh, which is the month of Akrev. We should be zeichet to be mahapech the Akrev to Ikra Bayis, to the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, and see Yerushalayim and enter the world of Shemini, which this is the Chodesh Hashmini, and see Mashiach be'einenu v'sechazena einenu b'shuvach al-tzio in berachamim, may it be in this Chodesh and immediately.